Attribute needed to attain a completion in Torah corresponding to the 22nd day of Sfiras HaOmer is Be'emunas Chachamim, with a faith in our sages. And like the Aruch Hama asks, that would seem to be silly to say somebody who's coming to attain a completion in his Torah learning, obviously he is somebody who believes what our sages are teaching us. Otherwise he wouldn't be learning the Torah. So the Aruch Hama explains that Hashem taught us, Yoiv Chochmisa Lechakimin, he gives wisdom to those who are already wise, like we even mentioned. The idea being that Hashem doesn't want to give over Torah, which is a godly wisdom, to just anybody, only to those who are worthy. And therefore he gives it to those who are already wise, those who already have Torah within them, and they've shown Hashem that they are worthy of receiving more Torah. Ask the Aruch Hama, if that's the case, how did they get the first Torah that they learned to be able to prove to Hashem that they're worthy of more? It must be that our sages, our wise ones, understood and had faith in Hashem that He'll give them a free gift of a certain amount of Torah, and that they're going to get. And then if they use that properly, then they'll deserve more. So if somebody wants to attain a completion in Torah, he has to have a complete trust and faith in that which the sages had placed their faith, which is to trust Hashem that he gives Torah as a free gift, not only to those who have proven they're deserving of it. Another explanation is that of the Abarbanel, that if somebody is learning in his Torah and he sees that they a commandment or a law passed by a previous sage doesn't seem to be in accordance with the Torah the way he learned it, should not be quick to disregard them, because he should have trust and faith in them that what they had was for a certain reason, or he's misunderstanding something, and therefore should toil and subjugate himself to the previous sages of previous generations. The sphere of the day is Chesed Shebenetzach, the kindness within the eternity, or within the winning, the overpowering. And as far as our service of Hashem, idea being if a person wants to conquer and overpower his evil inclination, it should be done with kindness. Take it slowly but surely. Don't jump too far. Don't say, I'm going to go to the other extreme. No, but one step at a time, and you'll be able to conquer your evil inclination that way. As far as between man and his fellow friend, sometimes a person has to conquer, overpower his friend, whether they're talking and learning, and he has to prove to him that he has the true understanding in whatever they're learning, or if it's in business, or they're having an argument, and he wants to set him straight. He knows that his friend is wrong, but he should make sure to correct him with love and kindness, and not coming strongly to disregard what he has to say.